History was made this past weekend in Lexington at the Pinewood Derby Track. The traditional scouting event featuring whittled wood cars had some new entrants this go-round. For the first time in recent memory, the Pinewood Derby held this year at Southern Hills Methodist Church was not an all-male competition.
Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts, you gotta cheer each other on. I don't know if this is a competition. I don't hear nothing out there.
The Friday and Saturday Derby included 35 Cub Scouts and 26 Girl Scouts. Heats were run on the four-lane racetrack both days as the brightly colored wood cars whizzed past a nearby microphone. The first Pinewood Derby was staged in 1953 in Manhattan Beach, California, as an alternative to soapbox derby races. According to the Boy Scout webpage, since that year, scouts and their adult mentors have fashioned close to 100 million Pinewood Derby cars. They race down an inclined ramp with wood strips down the center to guide the cars.
Car number three, Tori Whalen.
Tori Whalen, who's nine, ended the competition as one of the top three Girl Scout winners. Afterwards, she was quizzed about taking on the boys and, with a little prodding, admitted she might have a little extra incentive next year.
It was fun.
Think you'll beat them next year more?
I don't know.
That'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The rules for the Pinewood Derby set out specifics for the wooden cars, including a 5-ounce weight limit. Fathers, mothers, and other adults have been known to assist in car construction. 9-year-old Talon Logan, the overall winner, did some whittling on his car.
I helped whittle it. I did the bottom part, and my grandpa did the top.
When asked about including the Girl Scouts this year, Talon first sounded off a bit, but then, upon reflection, realized it cuts both ways.
Boys rule, girls drool.
What'd you say?
Boys rule, girls drool.
Drool?
Yeah, it's a saying. You can put it either way. Girls rule, boys drool, boys rule, girls drool.
Another one of the top three winners in the Cub Scout class was Douglas Janes, also 9 years old. He had a little different view about taking on the girls this year in the Pinewood Derby.
I guess it was okay since I won 2 trophies. I like it because we get to win more than one trophy.
Tracy Ashcraft is the Girl Scout leader in Troop 842. She felt like the inaugural event with dueling genders went well.
I think it's healthy competition. I think it's something the girls wouldn't be exposed to normally. So if we could bring the girls in, it gives a different aspect and makes the boys more excited. And the girls were extremely excited to be here.
Ashcraft's husband and PAC 186 Cubmaster Robbie agreed bringing in the Girl Scouts created a chance to cheer for sisters and brothers.
Being able to cheer on their brother who may be across that aisle from them and racing for his Cub Scouts, and they're cheering on their sister who's over here in Girl Scouts across the aisle. I think they gained a way to compete together with no drawbacks.
It's not unheard of for girls to compete in Pinewood Derbies against each other. Apparently, though, the first Cub Scout, Girl Scout Pinewood Derby in Lexington may only be the first of a new tradition. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.